You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A federal judge has denied Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's motion to dismiss her case. She's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade ICE agents in her courtroom. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman ruled that judicial immunity doesn't apply simply because the actions were part of the judge's job. Judge Edelman scheduled a hearing for early September to discuss the next steps. Both Dugan's defense and federal prosecutors have indicated that they want a trial to start before the end of the year. More than 20,000 vehicles have gone through Milwaukee's drop-off centers since the floods. The city's Department of Public Works reminds people that both the north and south centers remain free for drop-off through the end of the month. It's open daily from 7 to 3. People can also skip the trip and request free curbside bulky item pickup by phone through the city's website or the MKE mobile app. Elevating local entrepreneurs is the goal of money going out in Milwaukee County. County Executive David Crawley has announced the first group of small businesses to receive $10,000 grants through the county's new Building Bridges program. The program aims to help local businesses grow and revitalize commercial areas by providing and funding technical support. Crawley says the initiative will fill empty storefronts, create jobs, and support entrepreneurs throughout Milwaukee County. Businesses getting the first batch of funds include a deli in Wauwatosa, a lounge in South Milwaukee, and a West Allis-based escape room. She's already been to all 72, but she's coming back around again. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez kicks off her Rollin' with Rodriguez tour today in Kenosha. She's traveling across all 72 counties in Wisconsin now as a gubernatorial candidate, and she says she wants to hear from everyday people about the challenges they face. At 6 tonight, Rodriguez will be at the Kenosha County Democratic Party headquarters. That's on 7th Avenue near 57th. The 2026 Wisconsin governor's race officially includes Democrats Rodriguez and Ryan Sternad, Republicans Josh Showman and Bill Berrien, and David King is running as an independent. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley has expressed intent to run for governor, but has not yet officially launched a campaign. Scanning the dial will soon be different in the Brew City. Two longtime radio stations, 102.1 WLUM and 93.3 WLBD, are being sold for $4 million to Christian broadcaster K-Love. The stations have been operated for years by the Milwaukee Radio Alliance. That was created in 1996 by former Packers star Willie Davis and a family-owned company in Pennsylvania. When federal regulators sign off, listeners will hear K-Love's Christian format in place of the current music. Keeping the great outdoors great is a goal of an ongoing effort in Madison. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin legislators introduced a bill to renew the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program for 6 years, allocating $72 million annually. Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim of Appleton is one of the bill's co-authors. She said the program adds value to our communities. This legislation, introduced by the Democratic legislators, is in contrast to the Republican-backed Knowles Nelson legislation that renews the funding for 4 years at just over $28 million annually. The Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program launched with bipartisan support in 1989 to care for Wisconsin's land, waterways, trails, campgrounds, and more. If legislative action is not taken, the program will end June 30th, 2026.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
The return of the Miz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball Tonight. The Brewers host the Diamondbacks for Game 3 of their four-game series. The Crew with another dramatic win, 9-8, last night over Arizona. Jacob Mizorowski on the mound for Milwaukee. After a few shaky starts, he was back in form. 5 innings pitched, 10 strikeouts, allowing 3 runs. The Miz asked if he had a little more confidence in his command.
I mean, it's the same. I think I don't think I changed the intent on any game, you know, these last two or three, but it feels good to feel like I'm back.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Thought Miz threw the ball well. This is a really good offensive team, as you guys have witnessed. You get ahead of them, it doesn't matter. But I thought we showed tremendous poise, resiliency.
NFL. The Packers reduced their roster to 53 players. Today, they're adding 16 players to their practice squad. The team also signed long snapper Matt Orzech to a three-year contract extension worth $4.8 million. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. A new Kobe Bryant biopic is in the works at Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers acquired a script based on the dramatic true story of the NBA legend joining the Los Angeles Lakers. The film is supposed to be called With the Eighth Pick, which makes no sense because he was drafted 13th overall by the Charlotte Hornets. The film has no release date set just yet. Well, in case you missed it, Taylor is engaged. Yes, Swifties, that Taylor. Travis Kelce popped the question 2 weeks after Swift announced her new album on the New Heights podcast and the week before football season officially starts. Swift then posted on Instagram saying, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." I mean, that is if your English and gym teacher have a total of $1 billion combined. And this post is crushing Instagram numbers with nearly 18 million likes in just 3 hours. Will it be Travis Swift? Or Taylor Kelce? Well, I recently went to the theaters and saw a couple movies to look forward to. Seniors, a film about a 59-year-old, Mike Flint, who after nearly 4 decades returns to his alma mater to take the hit that changed everything. Bruised, doubted, and nearly broken, he pushes for one more game. Not for glory, but for his teammates he lost, the family he fractured, and the ending he still believes is possible. This upcoming football movie is set to release September 19th. A24's upcoming film, Marty Supreme, is based on Marty Reisman, Timothy Chalamet, who pursues his dream of becoming a champion table tennis player. And check out the trailer on YouTube. It looks awesome. This film is set to release on Christmas Day of this year. Lots of other releases feature Black Phone 2, Tron Ares, The Running Man featuring Glenn Powell, and Avatar Ash and Fire. Lots of movies to look forward to for the end of 2025. According to People News, Kenosha native Mark Ruffalo says he ate a lot of Philly cheesesteak sandwiches to prepare for his upcoming role. This just might be the best way to prepare for a role I've ever heard of. "I just put a bunch of weight on," Ruffalo said. And no, this wasn't for Hulk. For that, he eats a lot of pesto. Sorry, that one was bad. This was in preparation for his role in the upcoming show Task, in which he stars as an FBI agent leading a task force to end a string of violent robberies. Task is set to premiere on September 7th on HBO Max. The Rock was scared. That sentence may have never been said before this beat. According to Puberty, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he was scared to make a serious, raw, and gritty film. Of course, I'm talking about his role as UFC legend Mark Kerr in the upcoming biopic, The Smashing Machine. Johnson said he had to dig into parts of himself he'd never explored before. Without Kevin Hart, this might have been his biggest challenge yet. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low dropping to around 60. Tomorrow, an isolated shower, thundershower early, then partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.